guys, what if early class 3 treatment could actually save you from jaw surgery down the road? Today, we're looking at a fascinating multicenter study that tested whether early face mask therapy really lowers the chances of needing orthodontic surgery later. Let's find out how powerful early intervention can be. When I first read this multicenter randomized trial from Mandal and colleagues, I was impressed by its clarity. 73 children, all between 7 and 9 years old, were followed for 6 years. Half received early face mask therapy, the others received no treatment. The central question was simple: does early face mask treatment reduce the later need for orthodontic surgery? The answer, apparently yes. Only a third of the treated group were judged to need surgery later, compared to two-thirds of the controls. Statistically, this was significant, with the untreated children being 3.5 times more likely to require surgery. But the explanation is less straightforward. By age 15, there were no lasting skeletal differences between the groups. The SNA, SNB, and ANB angles had equalized. The only persistent change was a clockwise rotation of the maxilla and mandible in the treated patients. Clinically, though, this mattered. Two-thirds of treated children maintained a positive overjet, while half of the untreated group did not. That alone may be enough to shift the clinicians' and the patient's perception away from surgery. Psychologically, however, there was no measurable benefit, no increase in self-esteem or improved aesthetic satisfaction. From a methodological point of view, this is a strong study, randomized, controlled, multicenter, and blinded at analysis. Yet it also faces the classic problems of orthodontic research: limited sample size, attrition, and subjective clinical outcomes. What can we take from this? Early face mask treatment does not stop the class 3 growth pattern, but it reduces the odds of needing surgery later, perhaps by subtly improving the jaw relationship and facial balance during critical growth phases. In daily practice, this means we can counsel parents with some confidence. Early face mask therapy will not eliminate all class 3 problems, but it may prevent some children from crossing the surgical threshold. It's a modest but important clinical success. And for the future, the logical next step lies in skeletal anchorage. Bone-anchored maxillary protraction may finally hold what the face mask starts. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.